Hello, welcome to episode 28 of the Tent Talks podcast. My name's Joe Dobbin, I'm an Explore Scouting leader for the West Midlands. So let's talk scouting.
This is the Tent Talks podcast.
Okay, so this month on the podcast, we're going to be talking a bit about the Beaver Scout Promise. This is part of a three-part mini-series where we're going to be doing the Beaver Promise, the Cub Scout Promise, as well as the Explorers Scouts, Explorers Scouts Network and Leaders Promise. I'm just going to say that before we begin, for the sake of this episode, we will be using the Christian Promise, but feel free to follow along using an alternative version of the Promise that applies to yourself. So, if you want to follow along with the podcast, I'm just going to ask you to go and grab some paper and a pen, a pencil, or sort of either or a pen or a pencil, and some scissors as well. So I'm just going to give you a second to do that. Okay, so hopefully you've got that. If you haven't, just quickly pause the podcast and then press play once you have got that. So on your bit of paper, I'm going to ask you to draw around your hand. I know it's sort of the normal thing to do, but sort of draw around your hand and make sure you join up at the bottom, because I'm going to ask you to cut it out later. Okay, so as ever, if you aren't able to follow along at the speed I'm going, just pause the podcast, because obviously I don't want to be hanging around and sort of, you know, keep the podcast going for longer than I need to. But so on each of your fingers, we're going to write the Beaver Promise. So on the on your index finger. So your pointy finger, I want you to write, "I promise to do my best." And on the second line, I want you to write, "To be kind and helpful." And on the third line, I want you to write, to love God, or your alternative version of the promise. Okay, so now that you've done that, I'm going to ask you to cut it out now and make sure that you recycle any paper that doesn't get used. Okay, so now that you've done that, I want you to turn your piece of paper over, and on the back I want you to try and write 5 good deeds that you're going to try and do. And the time scale for this is approximately 2 to 3 weeks. So, and the idea of this is that you can kind of, it's up to you whether you want to, but you can ask them to bring them back in 2 to 3 weeks, or sort of however long you decide you want to do it for. Obviously, the whole idea of this is that, you know, it can be very flexible, you can change it, you know, to do it. And also what I'm going to say is you can decorate the rest of the hand, but leave the middle space free, because that's where we're going to write our name on both sides. So if you're running with this with a group, what I'm going to say is you can take photos of the hands, just so you can get a leader to take a photo of them all, just in case any of the beavers lose them. That 3 weeks is a long time to look after a little bit of paper. So yeah, that brings us to the end of this activity. Hope this has been helpful. I'm going to put lots of activities up, including this one. You can find lots and lots of amazing activities by myself and other people. You can find that at ideabank.tenttalks.org.uk. Hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to check us out on social media. Just search for Tent Talks. All the social media is in the description of the podcast, as ever. A bit of a change to the podcast. We're not going to be doing the Scouting News anymore, but we will be putting Scouting News up on our website. You can find that at tenttalks.org.uk/news. So, I hope you've enjoyed our podcast, and I hope that you'll check out in a few weeks' time, next month. I hope that you'll check out the Cub version of this. That episode should be out on the 4th of March. So, for those that don't know, I upload the podcast on the first Saturday of every month at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and I'll see you later.